House Speaker Paul Ryan is dismissing President Trump's threat to revoke the security clearance of former officials who criticized his recent meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Here's Ryan speaking with reporters earlier today.
I think he's trolling people, honestly. This is something that's in the purview of the executive branch. I think some of these people have already lost their clearances.
And here's White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders yesterday explaining the president's thinking.
The president is exploring the mechanisms to remove security clearance because they've politicized and in some cases monetized their public service and security clearances.
Joining us now is Jim Lewis, Senior Vice President at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. And Jim, I know you still have a security clearance from your time in the Foreign Service. What's your reaction to this news?
It's unprecedented. Usually you yank somebody's clearance when they've done something wrong, when they've committed a crime or they've engaged, become an agent of a foreign power. You can't find people yanking them for political reasons, I think, since the program began.
Well, and now people are having political conversations about this, but I want to put that aside for a minute and just sort of talk about the nuts and bolts of the security clearance process, because I was surprised to read that more than 4 million people have security clearance, and that's according to the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. Sounds like a lot of people. It must be fairly common.
It is a lot of people, and it's largely because we've gotten in the habit of classifying everything as secret or top secret. So the larger debate is, do we really need this much classified information? As long as you have it, if you want people to work, they have to have clearances. And if you use contractors, they have to get them too. Hence, it's probably close to 5 million people now.
And of those people, about 1 million have top secret clearance. So, you know, they get even more sensitive information. What is the difference in the type of information?
Well, not necessarily, because one thing to remember with clearance is the clearance doesn't give you information.
Huh.
It gives you access to information if somebody who holds it chooses it to give it to you. So you can have a clearance. I have a clearance, but I never see classified stuff, or very rarely, because there's no need. So just holding a clearance doesn't mean you're getting a classified briefing.
So for officials that get to keep their clearance after they leave their jobs, they're not necessarily still getting that classified information. So do you see it as a risk that people would keep it after they leave?
Not at all. I mean, part of it is, in previous administrations, senior officials like the ones we're talking about very often were called back as advisors. It's not that unusual. In fact, it's the precedent is to say, here's somebody who has 40 years of experience. Let's see what he has to think. And that means maybe briefing him on a classified subject.
Former FBI Director James Comey was on the White House list, and as well as his Deputy Director Andrew McCabe. But they already lost their clearance because they were fired. Is that how you typically lose it? If you are fired from your position, then you automatically lose the clearance?
Generally, yes. I mean, you're supposed to be fired for cause. And so if you've done, there's a whole list of things you're not allowed to do if you want to hold your clearance. And being fired is one of them. It's one of the questions they ask you when you apply for a clearance. Have you ever been fired from a job? So that would indicate there's a reason for removing. At least there's more of a reason for removing the clearance than people who haven't done anything.
I wonder what you think about this. The Trump White House says that his critics, the president's critics, are profiting from their public service. And the fact that because they have this clearance, they can be talking heads on TV, they can get jobs with private contractors, they can write books about their experience in government. I mean, is there any truth to that? That benefit of having the clearance lets people make money?
Well, it's true for mid-level people. So if you leave the government and you want to become a contractor, having the clearance helps. That's true. These folks are not at that level. And they would be saying what they're saying with or without the clearance, because the clearance gives you access to information we have now. These people are talking based on decades of experience. And whether they have the clearance or not, you can't take that decades of experience away. So, no, they're not profiting from it. That's kind of silly.
Huh. If you lost yours, hypothetically, would it matter to you?
It would, in the sense that some of the work I do requires having a clearance, but none of the stuff I even remember, if you have a clearance and you write something, there's limits on what you can say. And so I think, you know, when you look at General Hayden or General Alexander, they're very cognizant of the requirements for them to preserve national secrets. And I think, you know, it's hard to think of an example where you've got someone who has their clearances yanked because they've left the party they were in or the administration they're in has left office. I don't think that's happened before.
Okay. That's Jim Lewis, Senior Vice President at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. Jim, thank you.
Thank you for having me on the show.